Anton Martin Slomanskaron, EK was born to a wealthy family some 100 kilometers from Maribor in 1800. We don't know if he was a spoiled child. But certainly he must have fallen in love with at least two things very early, Slovenian language and Slovenian vine. Since he became orphaned at 10, he started selling instructions to other kids to pay for his school. This got him to study philosophy in Ljubljana and in Croatian town of Senjay. He was listening to philosophy classes together with Franz Prianskaron, Aaron, the most influential Slovenian poet. At 17, he was earning money by translating medical recipes. Obviously, he was living in times when being Slovenian became important. Schools were raised everywhere and learning language was one of main classes. Can you imagine what kind of feelings were raised deep inside Anton and his mates? Their horizons were broadened and they became smarter every day. Suddenly they realized that their mother language and nationality is not known to the world. Everybody knows Austria and German language, but nobody in Paris or London knows Slovenia and Slovenian language. From 1829 to 1838, Slomanskaron, EK was spiritual leader in the Christian seminary of Klagenfurt in Austria. He took this opportunity to translate books to Slovenian language, motivate and teach others about it. In the latter year he became the priest of Saldanhof and der Draw. In 1844 Slomanskaron, EK moved to Sankt Andre and Almel, and headed the school of the Diocese of Levant. He became a priest in Selge in 1846 and in the same year he was ordained Bishop of Levant. In the following years Slomanskaron, EK strove for the transfer of the See of Levant from Sankt Andre and Almel, in eastern Carinthia to Maribor in Lower Styria, which he achieved in 1859. He strove for religious education and education in Slovene, writing numerous books on the matter. Anton Martin Slomanskaron, EK was considered an excellent preacher and a tireless and modest priest. He also wrote songs, some of which, such as The Toast and Rebek Bomkupel, I Will Buy a Small Hill, have achieved widespread popularity and are still sung today. Together with André Einspieler and Anton Janiai, Slomanskaron, EK was the co-founder of the Hermagoras Society, the oldest Slovene publishing house. Anton Martin Slomanskaron, EK died in Maribor in 1862. In 1996, Slomanskaron, EK was described as a venerable servant of God by Pope John Paul II. On September 19, 1999, John Paul II announced Slomanskaron, EK's beatification in Maribor instead of Rome as is the usual custom.